Our discussion now, Be'ezer Hashem, will be a little continuation, maybe a little explanation, of our previous discussion this morning. We'll discuss Be'ezer Hashem a little about Torah HaKadosha and Tefillah. Now, it's important to note in the beginning that when we talk now about Torah, the subject of Torah is Lemaise, the subject which is Chovik everything. Everything is Torah. All the mitzvahs are mitzvahs because they're part of Torah. Torah is the communication, the shaychus that we have to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and everything is in Torah. But today we will say a few words about simple learning Torah, about the importance and the impact of learning Torah, and Be'ezer Hashem a little bit about Tefillah. It is yadua that Torah, and again, learning Torah, is not something maestrous in the world. Torah is the ruach chaim of the world, is the neshama of the world, in the most simple manner of speaking. The Nefesh HaChaim says it, and it's not his chiddush, it's from Kadmonim, the Ha'emes, and these words are Bili Shum Safik Klal. That if there would be a moment in the creation, a split second, that the world as a whole would be for 1 second, be Ponui, would be stopped from learning Torah, at that moment the world would have no existence. Torah is the Neshama of the world. In the most simple manner of expressing it. When a Yid learns Torah, he is being mechaya the world and all the Olamos, everything that was created, everything that is. It is important to know that Tefillah has in itself also the same capacity. Just like Torah is the neshama of the world, if the world would be a moment without Torah, the world couldn't exist. The same is true with Tefillah. If the world would be a moment, if we could imagine a moment of complete tranquility in our world, everyone would be satisfied, wouldn't be any problems, everyone would have their panosa, would have their happiness. A moment when no one in the world would have any reason to pick their eyes up to Hashem and to cry, to say Hashia Hashem. At that moment, the world would be destroyed. It wouldn't have any existence. Way in the beginning of creation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created His world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tachei Ha'aretz Deshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the world should sprout forth grass and air, all everything that grows. Chazal tell us everything came up till the Pesach HaKarka, till the entrance of the ground, and nothing was sprouted out into air. Adam HaRishon came, and even though Adam HaRishon came in the sixth day, he saw the world as an absolute desert. There was nothing growing. And the pasuk says, "V'kol siach hasodeh terem yihyeh ba'aretz, v'kol esef hasodeh terem yitzmoch, ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim, v'odom ayin lavoy desadom." Because the man was not there, and Rashi says, because Adam HaRishon was not created yet, v'loy There was no one who appreciated rain, and the rain didn't come. And since it didn't rain, nothing sprouted. Until the sixth day, or the Marishan came, and he saw that we need rain. The Hispalel, and he prayed for rain. Rain came down, everything started sprouting. In other words, way in the beginning of creation, nothing was able to sprout forth. Even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tachei Haaretz Deshe, nothing was able to sprout forth without tefillin. Tefillin is called a shar, a gate. If you order merchandise, you pay for it, and you send the truck to pick it up. If the truck comes, and the fellow is honest, he took all the merchandise, he piled it up, he's waiting to give it to you, you paid for it, all in straight in cash, you send your truck, and the trucker comes at 8 o'clock at night. And you're not going to get the merchandise. Why? Don't you deserve it? You paid for it. He prepared it. The door is closed. There is a shar. If you can't open the door to get the merchandise, you're not going to get it. When Hashem said, Tachei Haaretz Deshe, Hashem prepared the merchandise for us, we were missing to open the door, which is to tefillin. Well, the Marishan was mispalel, and that opened the doors, everything sprouted forth. And the same thing is true, it's very important for us to know in our life. Many, many wonderful, beautiful things that Hashem promised for us, that Hashem give a gzer that should be for us. And they shower from heaven, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKovet. Many riches, many, a lot of nachas, a lot of health, a lot of beautiful presence that Hashem wants for us. And it comes to the Sharei Shamayim and wait for our tefillis to open up the gates and to get it. And if you don't daven, you're not going to get it. Because tefillah is the shar, is the halacha lemaisa that brings forth every bracha that there is in our world. Tefillah is the shar. If there will be a moment in creation that we'd go back to the situation of before Adam HaRishon, there wouldn't be anyone in the world crying and screaming to Hashem. And this is one of the essential reasons why our world is so full of tzar, of problems, because there is always someone yearning, crying, hoping for Hashem to better his situation. And these cries are what go up and what bring down for us all the showers of all brachas that there are from Hashem to us. If there will be a moment in the world that there will be absolute tranquility, the world would have no existence. And historically speaking, there was once a time, one moment in the world, when the world was in danger. And I'll tell you the Indian. It's we say it in Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, the famous story of Asara Haruge Malchus. When the Romans gave out the Gzeira to kill the 10 greatest sages that the Jewish people ever had in history. Chazal tell us that these were 10 tzaddikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in a generation that they had a parallel to the Shvotim, to the 10 brothers of Yosef. And really this Gzeir was the Mechapra Mechiris Yosef. And in the first two that we discussed over there in the Piyut is Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godel and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the Piyut tells us that after the Romans killed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godel was crying, and the daughter of the emperor saw him, and he was of utmost most radiant beauty that there was. Chazal tell us that he was like Michor, like an angel. He had a very, very extreme, beautiful physical radiance. which of course was infused by his physical greatness, by his spiritual greatness. And the Bas Melech asked her father for the skin of his face. And Chazal tell us that when they took the skin off the face of Rabbi Shmuel, Kivon shehigia lemokim hatfilin. Tzohak, he screamed, Kol Echod, v'nizdazo shemayim v'oretz. And heavens and earth trembled. Tzohak, Kol Sheni, and the Malachim said, Zu Toira, Zu Schara. The Malachim asked Hashem, this is the Schara of Torah. Why is this tzaddik deserving of this punishment? Yotzabas Kol v'omar, im eshma Kol acher, if I will hear one more voice, one more scream, I will turn the world to toyu void, to void. Now the question is, what was this baskel? What was the bekeiris of this baskel? What did the baskel want from the malachim? L'chor, the malachim said a very legitimate taina. Zu toyu, zu schar. This is the schar. This torture is the schar of the greatest of Am Yisrael, of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol used to boast every day, Yeshli, I have in my world a son, a child, that is Kedmus Yukni, that has the radiance Kaviyachol of Hashem Yisbarach to the human extent, of course. And this is what he deserves, this horrible torturous punishment. And Hashem said, if I'll hear one more voice, I will turn the world to Tohu Vavohu. And I heard from my Rebbeim, the pshat is as follows. This specific moment, when Am Yisrael had these great 10 tzaddikim, the world was in a very, very dangerous situation. Mitzad Echod, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, I'm not taking the responsibility of this historically because it's not so simple. Really, the Asar HaRuga Malchus were on a period of time from the end of the Beis HaMikdash till after the Beis HaMikdash. The Mekiva was surely after the Beis HaMikdash. It's not so simple that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed during all the Asar HaRuga Malchus. But for our Inyan, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Beis HaMikdash was a place of unparable yearning and avoided to Hashem. Karbonis war oyle l'reach nichoyach. This yearning to Hashem, this appreciation of Hashem's kindness of Beis HaMikdash wasn't anymore. What can keep the world going, what can keep the world of existence after the Beis HaMikdash, is only tefillis and tzaokos, this form of crying to Hashem. When Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, after the Beis HaMikdash had these 10 great sages, the world found itself in a moment of tranquility. We could imagine if we had a Chofetz Chaim today. If you have 5 Chofetz Chaims, you could have imagined 10 Chofetz Chaims dotted around in the world. One in Lakewood, one in Williamsburg, one in Tel Aviv, one in Yerushalayim. 10 Chofetz Chaims. And we're not talking about 10 Chofetz Chaims. We're talking about 10 Rebbe Akiva v'Chaverov, the greatest sages that ever lived in Jewish history. That Hashem says, never that I have in a generation 10 tzaddikim with a somewhat parallel to the 10 Shvatim. And the world was tranquil. The world was learning Torah with its utmost greatness. They were davening, there was a danger because of this menucha, this tranquility, that the world should become destroyed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to keep up the essence of the world, made a gzerah, a decree, which it had in itself such a tragedy that the screams and the cries of Jewish people, which went up then, until today, thousands of years, every Tisha B'Av and every Yom Kippur, every year that he comes to Asar HaRuga Malchus, And he cries and he says, Hashia Hashem. One Hashem will return to our that greatness. This is what guarantees the existence of the world till the end of days. And in that crucial moment, when the Bishmor Kohen God screamed, and the Malachim said to Hashem, Zu Torah, Zu Schara, Hashem said, essentially you're right. If I hear one more scream, then you'll be right, and I'll stop the Gzeira. And this tragedy won't happen, but the world will be Toya Vavoy. There will be nothing that can keep the world going. Because this tragedy, this cry, this tefillah, was what guaranteed the continuation of the world till the end of days. And even today, when we see many of us in our lives, we see sorrow and sometimes tragedy, and even less sorrows, even smaller, but we have a life dotted with moments of yearning for good. The tachlis of most of these, actually of all of these moments, are we should pick up our eyes and say Hashia Hashem. And this is what keeps the world going and happy. With all its shefa, everything we have today is from the natural tefillahs that go up from every yid when he's in tzar. And the point that I'm bringing out is that we must know that just like Torah HaKadoshah, Liman HaTorah is the core essence of the world's existence, the same is true as tefillah. Tefillah is the essence of the world's existence. Torah is the neshama of the world, and tefillah is also the neshama of the world. Now, there is a difference between Torah and tefillah. Now let me introduce this idea, it's very important. We know that Torah, although women, even Sfaradish women, that don't make a bracha on a lulav, don't make a bracha on a sukkah, make a bracha on Torah. Torah is not something monopolized by men. Reb Chaim Brisker says, because actually the bracha of Torah is not the bracha on the chiyuv of learning Torah, but it's a bracha on Torah itself. We make a bracha on the chayfetz of Torah. And on the chayfetz of Torah, men and women are alike. Whatever the case might be, men and women both have Torah. But there is a difference between the men's responsibility to Torah, the women's responsibility to Torah. Men have a very special chiv of learning Torah, and we can say in simple words that the men's learning Torah is actually the tachlis of a man's life. A man was created in this world to find his Hashem Yisbarach through learning Torah. Women also have Torah, but their greatness in Torah comes through them, their husbands and the children. But they have their own Torah, lahalocha, they can make a bracha on Torah, they learn Torah, they have mitzvahs Talmud Torah, on their halochas. The greatness of Torah, Chazal tell us, sof kol sof, that's men's specialty. Now, I would like to introduce that just like men's specialty is Torah, women have a very special monopoly on tefillah. By nature, we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the man, created the woman. By nature, a woman, when everything is tranquil, by nature, she's always full of pain. And Chalil, if she's not full of pain, then she first has pain. A woman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, was supposed to get married when she's 12 years old. And if everything is nice and healthy, the moment she's 12 and 3 months old, all of a sudden she's not feeling well. She's throwing up and she's in pain. And it's a good sign, Baruch Hashem. And Chazal tell us, Roiv Ubris Choylesheim. By simple definition, she's supposed to be sick now for 7 months. And after she finally gives birth, the Rambam says, she doesn't come back to her koiches for 2 years. That's what the Rambam says. A woman by nature, after she gives birth, she's sick and ill. The men don't know this. And seems that no one tells it to them. But she's sick and ill, and she's weak by nature for 2 years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. By then, she's back to her sixth cycle for pregnancy. And she, by simple nature, has a life of pain. All the natural pains in the home, the little child falling and cutting himself, fever, all the little natural sorrows that there are in the world, this is all the woman's chelik. The man, Tama Chalila, if Tati has a headache, the house is up on, Tati has a headache. It's geferlach. You have to bring in the kosher tea and Tati has a headache. The ganze Welt kommt geht unter. Tati has a headache. Tati doesn't know what it means to be in pain. When he's in pain, he's all mixed up. I can't schlafen, I can't dormen, I can't garnish, I can't. Ich feel mich nicht gut. My mommy felt mich nicht gut. Plenty felt mich nicht gut. It's two worlds. And the reason for this is because the man's specialty is Torah. And Torah boits lusa. Torah needs a clear mind. If you're in pain, you cannot have a clear mind for Torah. And the woman's specialty is tefillah. And the more it hurts, the better you scream. And the more it hurts, the more tears you shed. And this is her specialty. Her specialty is davening. In the essence of understanding, it's not necessary to explain it, but I will explain it. Torah and tefillah, the man and the woman, is a mashal. It's explained best if we would say these two famous names, Rachel and Leah. The Jewish people were built by two mothers, Rachel and Leah. Rachel gave Am Yisrael, she is the mother of Am Yisrael. She is called Akeres HaBayis. She's the mother of Am Yisrael. Her son was Yosef. And Yosef, Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, all call Hashem Yosef. HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim. This doesn't refer to Shevet Yosef. Yosef is Am Yisrael. Rachel is the mother of the Jewish nation as a nation. Leah, she was the one that brought all quality into Am Yisrael. She brought the kahuna into Am Yisrael. She brought the Leviyah into Am Yisrael. She brought Talmid HaChachamim, special Sanhedrin, great people, Shevet Yisachar to Am Yisrael. She brought riches to Am Yisrael, Zvulin to Am Yisrael. She brought the Bechorah to Am Yisrael. Shimon and the Melamdi Tinoik is a special, those stars that teach little children, which is a very special Tafkid in Am Yisrael. This is Leah's. All greatness of Jewish people, this is Leah's part of Am Yisrael. Really, Yitzchak wasn't very interested in Leah. Yitzchak wanted to give the greatness of Am Yisrael. I should say Yankov, and then we'll talk about Yitzchak. Yankov wasn't very interested in Leah. Yankov said, I'm willing to be Olam Hazeh, just with Rachel. I'll have an Am Yisrael without Kohenim, without Levim, without Ashirim. I'll be a poor people. Give it all away to Esav. Give it all away to Esav. Let him get the brachas. And I'll sit and learn, and Olam Haba is mine. And really, Leah was supposed to be for Esav. Because all greatness in our world, Esav is, that's his chelik. Yitzchak wanted to give it to Esav, and Yankov wanted to give Leah to Esav. But obviously Hashem didn't want to give Leah to Esav. And Rivka interfered. And she brought Leah into Yaakov Avinu's house. That besides the essence of a Jewish people, there are all beauties and all greatness of Jewish people also within us. Esav remained with his cherev, with his tzayid. Let's not discuss about Esav's chelik. Doesn't interest us too much. And Leah, with all her greatness, all came to Yaakov Avinu's home. In other words, in a home, there's two things. There is the essence, and there is the greatness. A father and mother, the same thing. The Jewish child is from the mother. The essence of the Yid is the mother. She's the one who brings out the neshama. We heard very much about it. Israel Zangazun told it to us in beautiful, beautiful explanations. She's the one who brings the neshama. The father could be whatever he is. If the mother is a Jewish woman, therefore a mother doesn't need mitzvahs because she's be'etzim. She's the essence of Kedusha. She doesn't need tefillin, she doesn't need tzitzit, she doesn't need teir, she doesn't need anything. Because she is the essence of Kedusha. The father is the greatness. The father brings into the child kahuna, levia. If the father is a kohen, the child is a kohen. If the father is a levi, the child is a levi. If the father was a talmud chochem, chances are he'll teach his child to be a talmud chochem. If the father is rich, chances are the child will be rich. The greatness of the child is brought about by the father. The essence, even if physical, the mother gives him the food, and the father trains him to become great. In our world, the essence of the world is tefillah. What keeps the world in existence, in its simplicity, is tefillah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no Torah yet. But there was tefillah. The world could not grow one apple without Adam HaRishon crying to Hashem. Without tefillah, nothing can grow. Because the essence of the world, the existence of the world, the simple existence of the world can only be through davening. And this is the woman's specialty. Because she has to keep a world. In other words, the health and the happiness of our children, of our families, which is most important through tefillah, this is the mother's specialty. The father brings greatness into the world, and his job is Torah. Torah is a musik of godl b'Torah. There is godless of Torah. And Torah has an exploding greatness about it. To keep the world's quality is through Torah. Without Torah, the world would be an empty world. And again, without Torah, the world wouldn't have an existence because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no interest in such a world. Because he wants a world of Torah. But again, the essence of the world is through tefillah, and the quality is through Torah. That is why, just an insight, the mother has a very special tafkid of tefillah. Because she has to keep our existence alive. The father has a very special tafkid of Torah. But again, a father without a mother without a father, Torah without tefillah, tefillah without Torah, can have no existence. Now, let us come to a few practical points about Torah and about tefillah. When we talk about Torah, and there's a very, very famous Mishnah, which we don't delve into the greatness of the words the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah tells us, Elu Dvarim She'ein Lehem Shiur. These are those things that have no Shiur. Hapeya, Vahabikurim, Harayon, Mezchasadim. The Talmud Torah. One of the things that have no Shiur is Talmud Torah. Now there is a very important insight in this Mishnah, the Talmud Torah that has no Shiur. Most mitzvahs have a Shiur. There is a certain gathering that creates the mitzvah. If you write Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad b'kedusha v'tayra on a piece of parchment, it's not a mezuzah. A mezuzah has to have two parshas. And tefillin have to have the capacity of tefillin. Matzah, if you eat a little piece of matzah, it's not matzah. you have no mitzvah whatsoever. Every mitzvah has a certain shiur that you can, through this gathering of its shiur, then you can acquire the greatness of this mitzvah. Torah has no shiur, which means the smallest amount of Torah that you learn contains within itself all the greatness and all the capacities of Torah. Now, this is something which is one of the greatest mistakes. I wouldn't say it's a mistake because everyone knows it. One of the greatest subconscious wrongs that we do to ourselves, that we don't realize to what extent Torah has no shiur. We belittle a moment of learning Torah. We belittle if Torah doesn't have within itself at least an hour. I think many of us on the right side of the mechitza, on my right, if we have a shir every night, let's say that for Yomi shir, let's say from 9 to 10, and if we can huff and puff to arrive at our shir at 5 to 10, then we say, not worth it. Now this, in Hebrew they call tenuat hayad, this bittle, when you say it's not worth it, we have no imagination. What greatness we just make it with our hands. I always try to illustrate this with a extremely wonderful, great expression of Tana de Velayo. I mean, I shouldn't talk like that, you know, because it's terror. But when you talk, you know what you're talking. You have to be careful. It's a different terror for Tana de Velayo. Tana de Velayo says, Yochol, I would think, listen to these beautiful words. Yochol, I would think, Mi shaloi me toira ksas, Umi shaloi me toira harbe, Yehei ma'or pneihem shavois loilam habo. I would think, if someone learns a little bit of Torah, and someone learns a lot of Torah, when they come to loilam habo, the radiance of their face, their greatness, will be the same. Baruch Hamoko in Baruch Hu. And he gives blessing to Hashem that this is not the situation. Elokol Echod Lefi Maisov. Now this is a puzzle. Why should I think, why would it occur to us that if you learn a little bit of Torah and if you learn a lot of Torah, it should be the same? Why should I, and I could say to myself, I learned a little bit of Torah. When I was 5 years old, I remember, like today, my Aleph Beis Rebbe is a very famous person today, I shouldn't say it in public. Rav Wilson from Borough Park is my Aleph Beis Rebbe. I remember like today, my father wrapped me in a talis, brought me Yeshiva Torah Vadas, Rav Wilson taught me Aleph Beis. I learned Torah. That was surely Torah. Pure, beautiful Torah. And I learned Chumash Bereshis. And even today I learned Torah, Baruch Hashem. Right now we're learning Torah. We're learning Torah. And I would think that we all sitting here, and the Vilna Goyen, before his death, when he said, Batalti Rigoyim Mitalma Torah, through my life, I was mevatel seconds from learning Torah. And the Baron used to say, not Chas V'Sholem in quantity. The guy never stopped learning for a second, but he meant in quality. There were seconds through my life that he didn't learn Torah with the greatness of the Vilna Goyen. Rabbi Sro Salanto used to learn Torah, it was his shit until he fell. He didn't used to go to sleep. He learned Torah and learned until he just fell. Now I would think that a person like my little self or anybody sitting here and this greatness of the Vilna Goyen, the greatness of B'Sirol Salanter, the greatness of Amoroyim, would be the same. Why should we think like that? Doesn't it say, Hatzur Tomim Pa'oloi, Kichol Drochav Mishpot, Kele Emuna Ve'ein Ovel Tzadik V'Yosher Hu? Isn't there a klal of Mida Keneged Mida? These words are a puzzle. And if anyone could explain it in a better explanation, I'd appreciate it. The way I understand is saying a very, very deep insight. Because Torah, by its simple definition, is a grasp on Hashem Yisbarach, Kavayoch. We discussed it before in our previous lecture. There is a very special Kavayochol Achtus when a Yid learns Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, O dom moicher chefetz lechaveroi. When a fellow sells something to his friend, klum yochol limkor es ba'olav, can you sell the one who, the balabas? Imagine I go to one of you, one of the gentlemen sitting here, and I say, would you sell me a car? Sure, why not? $1,500 for the old jalopy. And I give him $1,500, and he hands me the keys, and I say, no. I don't need the keys. Aren't you going to drive me around? So he says, you think you bought my car with myself as a chauffeur? You think you bought me? You bought the car. You didn't buy me. When a person buys something from his friend, does he buy? He buys the owner. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kavayochu, when you get Torah and Hashem Yisbaruch. You buy Hashem Yisbaruch. Li ata koine. When we get grasp on Torah, we get Torah with the Baal HaTorah, Kavayochu. Torah, by the simple definition, is that you Kavayochu, you get Hashem Yisbaruch. And Hashem Yisbaruch, the smallest shaykhis to Hashem Yisbaruch is Netzach Nitzachim, is eternity, is Ein Sof, without any end, is endless. So the Yohan Novi says, if you once learned in your life Torah, if you ever picked up an art scroll book, and you read a little piece of Shir HaShir, and you learned Hashem Yisbarach's Torah, and you got this kind of connection to Hashem Yisbarach, when the day will come, this will open to eternity for Netzach Nitzachim. This greatness is endless. What can you add to endlessness? Can we add something to something that is eternal? Can you add to Netzach? Netzach and another Netzach is again Netzach. Ein Sof and Ein Sof is Ein Sof. What can be added? And Eliyahu Navi says, I would think, in understanding appreciation, the greatness of a moment of learning Torah, that when you once learned Torah in your life, there's nothing to add. And it's a Mefurashi Gemara by sight. The Gemara tells us, Kol Dibur V'Dibur. I'm quoting the beautiful words of the Gemara. Kol Dibur V'Dibur. Every word, every expression, She Yotza Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Nismale Ha'olam Kuloi B'Samim. The world became filled with a, Chazal call it besamim, but that fragrance, I don't think any of us have any way of describing. And Chazal say, if that was the case, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said one dibur, so how would HaKadosh Baruch Hu say another one? The world was full. And the Gemara says, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ruach Megan Eden. And each Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu took and put into Gan Eden. And for some reason, Gan Eden is a place that could keep all this Ein Sofis within it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said another Dibur. And here Chazal tell us that every Dibur of Hashem, every word of Torah, has in itself the capacity of all creation, of the whole world. So the Yohan Novi says, so, like the Gemara says, where's room for two? Baruch Hamok and Baruch Hu. We bless Hashem. Hashem with His greatness knows that every word of Torah that we learn, all this endlessness, all this Ein Sofius, all this eternity, in some way which we cannot conceive, is repeated over and over and over again in its thousand and million and trillion fold. And this is the great present Hashem gave us, which is called Torah. But it's extremely important for us to know that every word of Torah, and this is brought down in the words, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir, every drop of Torah has in itself all the capacities, all the greatness, all the endlessness of Torah. And it's important to illustrate When we talk about endlessness, about Nitzchias eternity, we always imagine that there'll be something that keeps on going as time goes on. It'll never stop. This is not the right way of being Teufis eternity. Because if someone has a toothache, and he has a toothache for a billion years, he doesn't have eternity. That's not endlessness. Nitzchias means that something that continues and grows all sides, all depth, all heights. To illustrate it in simple language, if you tell an animal, you will have eternity, it doesn't mean he'll be forever an animal. It means today you'll be an animal, tomorrow you'll be a man, then you'll be a malach, then you'll be a chayas hakodesh, then you'll be a seraph, and you will grow and grow and grow greater and wiser and deeper and happier forever and ever and ever. That's what eternity means. And the Goyen says it on the words, Oz yimolei sechoik pinu. Then our mouth will be full of laughter. And the Goyen says, what is happiness and what is laughter? When someone makes $1 million, at the first moment he bursts out laughing because he got something new. And afterwards he's happy, very happy, but he's not laughing. A hischatshus is a reason to laugh.